Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's poems are by Stella Nasanovich. Lessons from My Mother is from Louisiana Literature, edited by Jack B. Bedell, and published at Southeastern Louisiana University. Nasanovich has poetry volumes from Blue Heron Press and Xavier Review Press, and her chapbook of new poems, My Mother's Breath, was published by Chicory Bloom Press in 2012. Lessons from My Mother. For soup, she simmered onions, celery, beef, and tomatoes, added angel hair pasta and spices later. I follow her recipe, trying to match the flavors. She was fond of opera, the tenors Caruso and Lanza. Once she took me to hear Renata Tebaldi. At 12, I learned to love voices like breath from the gods. I make my bed as she did. Hospital corners, sheets smoothed, neat as a trimmed sail. I fold towels as she taught in thirds, the length tripled again to tidy a shelf. For years, I resisted her lessons, yelled at her suggestions, told her she was a nag, and once tossed in the trash a bracelet she gave me. After her death, as if I were trying to restore her life, I tried on her dresses three sizes too small, kept her purses and shoes for a year, held on to her gloves. And from a new manuscript that's going to be published as a chapbook, two poems by Stella Nasanovich, the first one, Rubella. On the margins of memory, blinds drawn to prevent eye damage, sunlight filtered through lattice, my father is home with me, clips paper dolls for his youngest, the one he dubbed Duckledun. The men in my family possess that gift of naming, like Adam in the first garden mouthing bee, apple, serpent, and Eve. Words slid on their tongues as smoothly as water or honey. A love of words passed to me when a child, thrilled with the slim ballerinas my father trimmed for me years ago in a darkened room. And the title poem from the new chapbook manuscript, My Father's Voice. Long before his business bellied up, or his heart failed and he suffered a stroke, he sang, his soothing tenor calming whatever tempest stirred his young daughter. He sang in the choir at St. Leo the Great, a Gothic New Orleans church with its own outdoor grotto. His voice soloed at times, until a quarrel with the parish priest kept him home on Sundays. I long to hear his songs. Even now their funky lyrics echo. Yes, we have no bananas, we have no bananas today. And how in the heck can I wash my neck if it ain't gonna rain no more? Years on, when I bought the soundtrack from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, he listened for hours to raindrops keep falling on my head. Timber for the brokenness of his life.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque. Thank you.